Now, if you could give that unto the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, the Spirit of the Lord is in this building right now. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to cleanse. Come on, somebody. Set your heart towards the presence of God that is in this house. He is nigh unto them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Amen. We thank the Lord for the Spirit of God that we fill in this house this morning. I heard one writer say, without Him, we could do nothing. Amen. We thank the Lord for what He has done, what He is going to do in this house this morning, and what He's going to continue to do. Amen. Amen. Turn to someone and tell them that today is your day. Amen. Oftentimes we focus on the past and people say, well, that just wasn't my day. Today was just not my day. I had a bad day. Well, turn to someone else and tell them today is your day. This is the day that the Lord has made. David said, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't waste your rejoicing based upon the day that you had. Regardless on what kind of day you're having, it's still worthy of rejoicing. Why? Because regardless of whatever day you're going through, the Lord made it for you. So in spite of what goes on throughout that day, I'm going to magnify the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord. David said at all times. And His praise. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to put a praise in their mouth. Hallelujah. I bless your name, God. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. There is nobody like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're a good God. Hallelujah. You're a mighty God. Hey, God, you're great. You're amazing, God. You're my friend. Amen. I want to go to the book of Luke chapter 11. We give honor to the pastor of this house, the ministry of this house, all the people of God that are in this house. The book of Luke chapter 11. Feel the Holy Ghost in here this morning. The book of Luke chapter 11. I want to go to the verse number 9. Book of Luke chapter 11. Verse number 9. Turn to someone and tell them with all the faith that you have, tell them, I know He'll do it for you. If you believe God, turn to somebody else and tell them, I know He will do it for you. I know it. If you are alive, there is hope. I don't care where you're at right now. I don't care what you're dealing with right now. If you woke up this morning, there is still hope. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. The book of Luke, chapter 11, verse number 9, it says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, Heavenly Father, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I want to take this time, this service, and I want to minister to the people that are in this church that need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen, somebody? I want you to turn to someone and ask them, have you spoken tongues before? Wait for the answer. If that person told you yes, say praise God. If that person told you no, say praise God. The person that told you no, tell them you need the Holy Ghost. Turn to somebody else and ask them, have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you talked in tongues before? Tell them you need it today. I want to preach this morning to you in this church, and if you need a title, it is, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your anointing fill this house. Lord God, fill people today with the baptism of your Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, let salvation begin to flow through this building. The day, Lord, break strongholds, break shackles, Lord God, heal people. Let there be deliverance today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let the spirit of restoration fall in this house today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you have done and what you're doing in this house. Lord, fill this place with your glory. Fill this place with your spirit, Lord. We bind every spirit, Lord God, that is in this room that would like to hinder what you desire to do in this place. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, break the shackles and chains off of people in this room today. Lord God, let somebody walk out of here liberated. Let every soul in this room that's never received the baptism of your spirit, let every soul in this room that has never spoken other tongues, Lord God, let them be filled today with the power of your Holy Ghost. Lord God, fill this place like you filled the upper room on the day of Pentecost. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, fill every person, Lord God, with your spirit. Lord, we thank you. Lord God, we magnify you this day. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Come on, somebody, magnify him. Clap your hands unto the Lord. For he is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth for all generations. Amen. Turn to somebody and ask them, when was the last time you talked in tongues? Turn to that. If that person says it's been longer than a week, tell them you're going to get the Holy Ghost again. Tell them you need to talk in tongues again. Come on, somebody. I'm talking the book. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can be seated all over this house. The Bible declares, it says, Jesus, he says, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given unto you. I've come to tell everybody, the Bible declares, it says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I've come to tell you this day that God wants to move upon your expectation. However, a person's expectation must be upon the word of God. I've come to tell every person in this room tonight, this morning, I don't know where you've been. I don't know where you're at and where you're going in this world. But can I tell you, you can achieve all that this world can ever offer you. You can possess all of the goods and all of the resources and all of the finances and all of the property that this world can ever offer you. But my friend, if you don't possess the power of the Holy Ghost, everything that you have and everything that you possess in this world is in vain. Can I tell you, praise the Lord, that the Bible declares that the Lord is the creator of this universe. He is the Lord of our salvation. And can I tell you that God would not give you a gift and would not be willing to give you a gift, my friend, if you did not need it. Can I tell you, praise the Lord, that in this room today, there are many people that have come together from all different walks of life. Many of you, praise the Lord, may live on the east side. Many of you may live on the north side. Some of you may live on the south side. Some of you may live on the west side. Many of you probably are born and raised in this city. Some of you may have transferred over from different cities. There's some in this room that may be wealthy, and there are others in this room that may be wealthy, middle class. There may be others in this room that may be poor. But can I tell you, praise the God, regardless of your social class and regardless of what school you went to, regardless of your education, regardless of your background, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The Bible lets us know that the Holy Ghost is not a gift that comes from man, but the Holy Ghost is a gift that comes from God. That means, praise the Lord, if God gave this gift, praise the Lord, it was something that we could not give ourselves. The Bible lets us know that Jesus begins to talk to his disciples concerning how to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We understand also in the book of John where Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God because no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus speaks back to Nicodemus and tells Nicodemus, except the man is born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. Can I tell every person in this room, praise the Lord, that you might have been born in this world, but you're not going to stay here forever. I don't care what kind of technology they come up with, and they can try to come up with things, praise the Lord, in the medical field to try to prolong your life. But can I tell you that the scripture still stands sure? The Bible declares that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Is there somebody in this room today that recognizes that you're not going to be here always? You come into this world, my friend, by yourself, and you're going to leave this world by yourself. Job said, naked I came into this world and naked I leave out of this world. Can I tell every person in this room that you came in this world by yourself? But can I tell you, you don't want to leave this world without the power of the Holy Ghost. I've come to tell the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, is the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. The Holy Ghost is the creator of the universe living on the inside of you. You may say, preacher, I don't need that power, preacher. I don't need that power. But can I tell you that just because you are one that says that you believe in God is not sufficient for what God is requiring out of you. Can I tell somebody in this room today that God is not looking for a membership of a local congregation? God is not looking for a membership of a local organization. God is not looking for you just to join some random religion, but God is looking for somebody that's looking for the Spirit of God. Can I tell you, you can belong to a local congregation and not have have any power. You can belong to a local organization and not have any power. But can I tell you, the Bible declares, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You can't get power that I'm talking about going to a local school somewhere. You can't find this kind of power on YouTube somewhere. You can't download this power and ship it from Amazon somewhere. But this power can only come down from heaven above. The Bible says on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God filled the room. They were all on one accord. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came like of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they're sitting in church. Can I tell you that you don't want to leave this room empty today? Naked you came into this world, my friend, but God does not want your soul to be naked when you leave this world. What do you mean? You've got to understand, praise God, that in this world right now, praise God, we're living in a world where people want to determine what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. You've got to understand that if you're going to please God, you've got to obey the word of God. The Bible lets us know, praise the Lord, if we have not the Spirit of God, you're none of His. What do you mean? I need the Holy Ghost if I expect to be one of God. You say, preacher, I've got a relationship with God. Can I tell you that every person that has a relationship with God, that relationship will bring you to a place where He will require you to get the Spirit of God. Just because God talks to you does not mean that God approves of you. Just because God may have a relationship with you does not mean that God is approving of where you're at right now. I'm reminded in the scripture where the Bible declares that there was a man by the name of Cornelius. Cornelius was a believer in God. Cornelius was one that had a relationship with God. Cornelius was one that offered up alms unto the Lord. However, God was not approving of where Cornelius was at. Can I tell you that a relationship with God will bring you to a place that will require you to do something that you have not done before? The moment that you stop doing things that you've never done before is a moment that you stop walking with God. But church, if you have never spoken other tongues before, I've come to tell you that today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. You gotta understand, praise the Lord, that the Spirit of God is the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Can I tell somebody in this room, you cannot get out of the grave on that last day if you don't go into a watery grave on this day. You gotta understand, what rose Jesus from the dead was the Spirit of God that was on the inside of Him. You gotta understand that when Jesus spoke to Martha and Mary, and He began to speak to her and tell her that Lazarus is gonna rise, and she said, yes, I believe so, on that last day Jesus began to declare unto her that He is the resurrection. Church, can I tell you, if you're going to rise on that day, you need a resurrection to take place on this day. You came into this world born in trespasses, dead in trespasses and sin. You came into this world confused. You came into this world detached from God. But when you get the Spirit of God, there's a uniting of your soul back to God. You need the Holy Ghost. You can't live without the Holy Ghost. And you sure can't die without the Holy Ghost. Does not matter what you accomplish in this world. Does not matter what kind of degrees you have behind your name. It does not matter what kind of car you drive. It does not matter what you're able to accomplish in this world. My friend, what sense does it make to gain the whole world and to lose your soul? You need the power of the Holy Ghost. You need the Spirit of God. Don't let your preacher tell you at some random church you don't need the Holy Ghost. Don't let your mama tell you you don't need the Holy Ghost. Don't let your bootleg reverend down the street tell you you don't need the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. Your pastor needs the Holy Ghost. And your lion mama, she needs the Holy Ghost as well. You're going to understand, praise the Lord, that the Holy Ghost is what seals a person unto the day of redemption. The Bible lets us know, praise God, that if God, the Bible declares, if the Lord knows them that are his, church, you're none of his if you don't have his spirit. So what do you mean, Brother Hurd? Why is it that we're talking to you this day? Because God has brought you into this house for a reason. You got to understand, praise the Lord, that no man comes unto the Father but by the Son. The Son is a doorway unto the Father. But church, just because you believe in Jesus, that's not mean that you receive Jesus. You gotta understand, the Bible lets us know. I was talking to an individual not long ago. He said, Brother Hurd, he said, I'm getting ready to marry this woman. And this woman that he's talking about marrying, praise the Lord, does not possess the power of the Holy Ghost. He spoke to me. He said, Brother Hurd, he said, but she is a believer. He said, she goes to a church. They just don't believe in talking in other tongues. My friend, I spoke back to him. I said, Brother, you're unequally yoked to that woman. I don't care what she believes. The devil believes in one God, and he trembles. But just because you believe doesn't mean you have the Holy Ghost. She may be a believer, but it's according to how she feels. The Bible said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, I've come to tell you, she might believe, but not according to the scripture. Scripture has said, because if you would believe as the scripture has said, you will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You will talk with other tongues. He will fill your vessel. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, somebody is getting ready to be made new. Somebody open up your mouth and glorify him. Somebody open up your mouth and lift him up. I feel the Spirit of God. I feel the power of God. I've come against every thought in your mind that wants to hold you captive away from what God has for you this day. So what do you mean, Brother Hurd? You got to understand. The Bible lets us know, praise the Lord, that it's the Spirit of God that liberates you. The scripture says, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You say, I came to church so that I can be liberated. You say, I like what I feel in this atmosphere. I like the chills and the goosebumps that I feel. But my friend, just because you got a liberated atmosphere doesn't mean that you got liberated in here. Can I tell you that the Spirit of God doesn't just want to dwell in the atmosphere. The Spirit of God wants to dwell in here. Gotta understand, the Bible declares where two or three people come together in his name, he's in the midst of them. But church, do you understand? He didn't die just so that he could be in the midst of you. He died so that he could be on the inside of you. Can I tell you, I'm tired of people telling me that all I gotta do is settle for what's on the outside. I want them deep down on the inside. I've come to tell somebody in this house, you need the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You got bitterness on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost can get it out of you. You got a devil on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost can get it out of you. You got alcohol, cigarette demons, drug demons on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost can get it out of you. I don't care what's been. He is, which was and is to come. I don't care the tenure of your stronghold. And the Holy Ghost comes in. Everything has got to go. Somebody magnify him. Somebody exalt him. Somebody lift up his name and say, God, baptize me again with the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Turn to somebody and say, you need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil tell you you don't need the Holy Ghost. How in the world do you think Jesus was able to get out of the grave? He couldn't get out the grave if there wasn't the Holy Ghost. You telling somebody they don't need the Holy Ghost is telling somebody that they can get up without God. That means you're saying that you can live for God without God. You can walk with God without God. You're saying that you can go to heaven without God. The devil is a liar. Whoever told you you don't need the Holy Ghost, they need the Holy Ghost. Whoever told you you don't need to speak in other tongues, they need to speak in other tongues. Can I tell you, church, the Bible declares that the way that they did it back then is the same way he's going to do it today. He said this promise is under you and under your children and under your children's children. I've come to tell you, not only do you need the Holy Ghost, but your children need the Holy Ghost. Your mama needs the Holy Ghost. Your daddy needs the Holy Ghost. And you know what? You're going to get the Holy Ghost. The power of God is going to sweep through this building. And when you get to this altar, you're going to lift your hands up. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God is going to come in you, and you're going to talk in other tongues. It's the Spirit of God. Gives the others, somebody magnify him. Somebody exalt him. Somebody lift him up. He says, well, preacher, I got the Holy Ghost. I just don't talk in other tongues. Can I tell you, my friend, that just because you never talk, just because you say you don't talk in tongues, and you say that you get the Holy Ghost, but you don't talk in tongues, doesn't mean that you are right. You got to understand, praise the Lord, that God is not measuring things by the traditions of man, but God's measuring things by what is written in his word. Can I tell you that God says, I want you to go by what is written, not just by your experience. There's some people, praise the Lord, they use their experience and use their experience as a replacement for what's written. Can I tell you that God is not going to judge you according to your experience, but God's going to judge you according to what's written. Your experience must line up with what's written. What do you mean? If God tells me that in order for me to receive the Holy Ghost, like he spoke about in the book of John, chapter 3, he said, the wind blows where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it comes or where it goes. So is every man that's born of the Spirit. If God tells me that there's going to be a language that's going to come with everybody that's born of the Spirit, I would be in error to turn around and say that I got something, but yet it didn't line up the same way that God said it was going to happen. You got to understand, either you're going to let God be true and every man be a liar, or you're going to let your experience be true and call the Bible a liar. The devil is a liar. I've come to tell you that Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the light. Can I tell you? You need the Holy Ghost the same way they had it on the day of Pentecost. And you're going to get it today. Lift your hands up towards heaven and magnify the Lord right now. The Holy Ghost enters on the inside. Say, well, preacher, I've never experienced this. I feel them. I talk to them. Just because you talk to them doesn't mean you have them on the inside. I believe in him in my heart, But can I tell you that the Bible declares that when the Holy Ghost comes in to your heart, he cries out, Abba Father. When the spirit of adoption comes in, there will be something that will come out. Can I tell you, church, you don't have to wonder if you got the Holy Ghost. He will give you evidence, divine evidence, initial evidence that will show you that you've got the Holy Ghost. What do you mean by the herb? That means that what God is doing is God is trying to bring you to a place where you say, you know what? I don't care, praise the Lord, what I've got to get. I don't care what I've got to do. I don't care what I've got to give up. I don't care who forsakes me. As long as God's willing to give it to me today, that's all that matters. What do you mean? You need to throw the opinions of other people in your life aside and say, I want whatever God has for me. I want whatever God wants to give me. And if the Holy Ghost is going to get me closer to Jesus, I want it. That's what he said. There has to be a hunger. The Bible says, them that thirst and hunger after righteousness. What do you mean you're not going to get the Holy Ghost if you're not hungry? You're not going to get the Holy Ghost if you're not thirsty. Has to be a deep thirst on the inside of you. Has to be a deep thirst, like the deep calleth unto the deep kind of thirst. Has to be something on the inside of you where you say, I'm not satisfied. I don't want to go home anymore until I get what I came for. You got to have a thirst when you come to this altar and say, I don't want to leave here till you fill me with the Holy Ghost. I can't go another day. I can't go another hour. I don't want to eat till you fill me with the Holy Ghost. I don't want to go to my car until I get the Holy Ghost. I don't want to go to bed until I get the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost more than I want my next breath. Said them that thirst. The Bible declares that Jesus came to her and said, if you would have asked of me something to drink, he said, I would have given you from that heavenly well. I would have given you from that well that never runs dry. He would have given you some of that water, praise the Lord, that the Bible talks about. He said, I will be in you a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. What do you mean? You can only get that by the Holy Ghost. And if you want that, you can get the Holy Ghost today. And God said, I'll do something in your belly. I will cause there to be a well of living water to begin to spring up on the inside of you. Is there somebody in this room that's dry right now? Somebody in this room, you're in a desert right now. Get the Holy Ghost. What do you mean? Even in the midst of dry seasons in my life, and even in the midst of wildernesses in my life, there's no drought on the inside. Why? Because I got a well. See, my source, praise the Lord, is not coming from the outside, but now I got a source that abides on the inside. And regardless of what's going on around me, I'm not parched. I'm not dry. I've got thirst, and I got a supply. I've come to tell you, if you want to make it, you need the Holy Ghost. How do I get it? Jesus said, ask. And it shall be given. You say, well, young man, you say, well, preacher, I'm a young man. You say, preacher, I'm a young girl, and I got some other things I want to do in life. Oh, thou fool, you. If you believe, praise the Lord, that the other things you've got going on in life are more important than your eternal life, the Lord can come for you right now. Can I tell you that your eternal life is far more important than your temporary life? Your eternal relationship with God
is far more important than your temporary relationship with man. When you die, your boyfriend will go with somebody else. When you die, your wife will marry somebody else. When you die, your family will forget about you and put their mind on somebody else. But only what you do for Christ will last. What do you mean? I don't want to walk another day without the Holy Ghost, and I for sure don't want to be on my deathbed without the Holy Ghost, and I for sure don't want to see him face to face without the Holy Ghost.
You said, Mother Hurd,
I'm saved. You need the Holy Ghost. You need it right now. You got to understand the only reason why you haven't died is because of the mercies of God on your life. You say, well, preacher, I know a lot of people that haven't died and they don't have the Holy Ghost. It's because of his mercy that they're not consumed. My friend, when you hear this message, you become accountable to what you have heard. And God said, I hold you responsible for what has been spoken in your ears. What do you mean? When God begins to send the preacher to you and tell you to come out from among the world, at that moment, my friend, God's calling for you. You say, well, I got friends that haven't came out yet. Can I tell you, maybe God ain't talked to them yet. My friend, if you're going to just say, you know what, I'll do this thing together, you will die the death of a fool. You got to understand, you got to separate yourself the day you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. You got to understand the day that God comes to you is a day of your salvation. What do you mean, Brother Hurd? Today is a day of your salvation. Today is a day that you hang some stuff up. Today is a day that you forgive somebody. Today is a day you turn around and say, I'm going a different direction. Today you might have came in here had no anticipation of hearing a message like this, but many people die every day with no anticipation of ever not waking up again. Everyone, the majority of people that die expecting in that day that they will live to see another day. You got to understand, praise the Lord, you need to be baptized. You say, preacher, I've been baptized before. I was sprinkled. Do you understand? Nobody in the Bible was sprinkled. You got to understand, all these churches that are out there, you better start getting some Bible. You better start knowing what the scripture says. Quit taking another preacher's word for it and get it to the Bible. Why? Because your soul is far more important than your time, money, than you can give it an offering. What do you mean? You got to understand, praise the Lord, that God said, I have not, he said, I called you. He said, I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, I've been baptized before. I wasn't baptized, praise the Lord, sprinkled. I baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. You got to understand that when Jesus told them that, they went and obeyed what he told them. You got to understand that when you baptize in the name of Jesus, you baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, it is because you baptize in the name, when you baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you have to baptize in the name of those operations. You got to understand, my friend, it's not three gods, it's only one God. Throughout Bible, praise the Lord, from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, from Genesis to Revelations, the Lord let it be known that hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. It's not three sitting up there. It's not Jesus dwelling in the Godhead. All of the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Jesus bodily. I've come to tell you, it's not three that sit upon thrones, but it's one that sit upon the throne. And Isaiah said, I saw him seated high and lifted up. Not I saw them seated high and lifted up. What do you mean, Mother Hurt? You need the Holy Ghost, and you need to be baptized according to how the Scripture has said, not according to how tradition has said, not according to how the Baptist Church says, not according to how the Catholic Church says, not according to how your reverend says, not according to how your bishop says, but according to how the Scripture has said. If you want the river, you gotta have the Scripture. If you don't have the Scripture, you won't have the river. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water when you believe on Him, as the Scripture has said. What do you mean? I want the Word. I want the Scripture. I want to go to a church where they're preaching the Word, preaching the Scripture, not preaching a tradition. I need the Bible so that I can receive a Bible experience with Bible results, with a Bible heaven and a Bible king. What do you mean? You gotta understand. The Bible lets us know. He speaks. He says, go and baptize them. What do you mean, Brother Hurt? You got to understand. He did not tell them to repeat what he said. He told them to obey what he said. I told my son to go upstairs and go clean up the room. I say, Isaac, go upstairs. Go clean up your room, man. And my son goes upstairs. And all he does is says, Isaac, clean up the room. Doesn't pick up anything. He just repeats what I say. You know what's going to happen? We're going to have a problem. Why? Because if he did that, or your children did that, or you did that to your mom, your parents, or yourself, would look at that as mockery. You got to understand, baptizing in the name of titles is mockery towards the Scripture. You're mocking God when you go down and baptize and you repeat what he says but don't obey what he says. What do you mean, Brother Hurt? You gotta have a name. Listen, he said, everything you do in word or in deed, do it all. No, 95%. Do everything except for baptize. Do everything except for prayer. Do everything for when it comes down to your burial. You can pray over your food in Jesus' name. Don't you think your baptism is more important to God than it is you praying over your food in Jesus' name? Why would he come and say that he highly exalted a name and won't use it? You go to some church, they told you to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You better come and get baptized again according to the Scripture. What do you mean? You need to come out of that church that's lying to you. I know, praise the Lord, that they, you say, well, preacher, I've been dealing with this for long. I've been in this church. These people have been nice to me. I love my pastor. I love my reverend. But listen to you. Listen to me. My friend, he's in false doctrine. Can I tell you, it's all over the world. You got to go to where the Bible is being preached. You got to go to where the Bible is not just being preached, but rightly divided. Why? Because if we don't get rightly divided teaching, it will divide us from God. Lift your hands. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. And God, he says, seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open. What do you mean? The Holy Ghost is something that you just don't. Some of us just want the Holy Ghost just to come straight to us. Jesus said, you want it, you got to seek after it. There has to be a hunger in you. Don't just think you're going to come to the altar. You just going to sit here and just say, I'm here now. You're just going to feel the Holy Ghost. No. He said, you got to seek after it. Holy Ghost is not something that just shows up. You have to go after it in order for it to come. He said, if you draw nigh unto me, he said, I'll draw nigh unto you. Come on, somebody. You need the Holy Ghost. I know you might not like what I'm telling you, but you'll love this message after you get the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, I'm not ready for this. Listen, don't you let your carnal friend sitting next to you block you from getting the Holy Ghost. Don't you let your carnal husband or carnal wife sitting next to you block you from getting the Holy Ghost. I don't care if your brothers and sisters are talking and laughing at you. When the Holy Ghost comes in, it don't make a difference. Why? Because he that was on the outside now abides on the inside. You need the Holy Ghost.
What do you mean by that? It has to be. Listen, when you start coming to get this Holy Ghost, you got to be willing to walk away from something. But don't you turn around and say, well, I'm not ready. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. They said, preacher, I'm just not ready right now. That's why you need the Holy Ghost, as you're deceived right now. You're thinking that you got more time. How in the world will you tell the eternal God that what you got right now is more important than the time that he has given you to repent? Praise the Lord. You're going to use that time for you to use it for yourself. And go and serve what he is against.
You're basically telling God, who is eternal, the time that you have given me to repent, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to stand for completely opposite of what you agree with. What you sent your son to die for to get me out of, I don't want you right now. I'm going back to that. And I'll come to you when I feel like it. That's what you're saying to me when you tell me you don't want the Holy Ghost. That's what you're saying to me when you tell me you don't want to get baptized. And listen, when you're saying to me, that doesn't make a difference. But what you're saying with your actions to God, that's what makes the difference.
You said to me, I just go somewhere else. I can't add to you. I can't take away from you.
But when you turn around and you say, well, I'm getting ready. I'm just not ready to commit right now. Then you're telling God, the son that you sent to get me out of what I'm in, I'm not ready to come out of. Why don't you send, I didn't tell you to send your son back. Why didn't you wait to send your son after I was ready to come out of this?
With me, Brother Hurt, I'm telling you that you will die the death of a fool if you reject the Holy Ghost.
With me, Brother Hurt, there are people throughout the world, there are people from the beginning of time, there are people in the Old Testament. Moses said, if you would, I would just love it if all of Israel would be filled of the Holy Ghost.
He said, I'm saying, the day you hear his voice, we be hardened, not your heart.
What do you mean? There's always something going on.
But listen, there are people that die every day with something going on.
There are people that die on their way to a family reunion. There are people that die and they were going to go to college. There are people that die and they were getting ready to get elevated on the job. There are people that die and they were getting ready to go down the street and preach somewhere. There were people that die and they were giving birth to a child. There are people that die that had responsibilities. Listen, your responsibilities that you have on earth is not compared to your responsibilities and obligation that you have with heaven. You got to understand that he purchased your salvation with his own blood.
You say, well, preacher, I've got a lot of stuff on the line. I've got a lot of time invested in this. I got a lot of money invested in this. I got a lot of energy invested in this. He's got blood invested in this.
That means, you know, God doesn't even give us the privilege all the time when people die to say,
Uh-oh.
When, you know, there was a woman just recently, her husband, she woke up and her husband was dead. Husband couldn't get up and say, oh, hold on, Mr. Lord. Let me tell my wife goodbye. Or children, his children. The Lord didn't say, you know, hold on, Lord, let me tell, don't take me out here just yet. Let me tell my children goodbye. No. When the Lord calls, you come. And see, the thing is, you're not really dead. See, if you want to look at how to die out to yourself, when a preacher gives you an altar call, it's the same way people die out to themselves when they leave this world. What do you mean? They ain't got time to go talk to nobody. When the Lord calls them, that's it. If you want the Lord to resurrect you on that last day, when he calls you at this altar, that's it. I can't go back. I can't go back. Seek it, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asketh will receive it. You got to come with expectations. You say, well, preacher, I've been trying to get the Holy Ghost for a long time. You say, preacher, it's been a long time since I talked in tongues.
You need to come and say, you know what?
I turn my back on everything. Why? Because listen, when you die, you got to. It doesn't matter who gets your call. When you're dying, it's amazing when people are crossing over. The things that they valued in life, the most, values the least. Have you ever watched a person die and you acknowledge the fact that they were lost? I'm talking about they died and you went to some bootleg funeral where they put them in hell when you know they lived like the junkyard dog and never got right with God. There wouldn't be a hell if people weren't going there. But you take that person, you're looking at them. You ever watch the person die? And while they're dying, you're looking at them, and you can see the fear in their eyes? Because regardless of what the little perverted chaplain at the hospital comes and says over the person, they know ain't no power in it. Have you ever went to the hospital, a person's dying, and they have the opportunity to get baptized. But now the doctors are saying that we're not going to release that person over to get baptized. And now they're talking about, well, I'm dying, but now it's too late. You say, well, preacher, well, God will understand. No, God understands the fact that when he called him at the first time, he didn't answer. It's not the day that you choose that's your salvation. It's the day you hear his voice. You don't choose when you come to him. He chooses. So what are you saying? That means it's like that person. It's like
you can see that they come to a place that, man, nothing else matters. I've missed it. Church, the only way that's going to block it, and the only guaranteed way that you can make it, is if you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And just because you have that doesn't mean you've got it.
That's just enough to get in the boat.
But it's going to take your commitment to God that's going to keep you in the boat.
Turn to the person next to you and say,
have you spoken tongues before? Ask them again, because some of them didn't say nothing to you. Turn to them, ask them, have you spoken tongues before? Look for an answer. Tell them that you need the Holy Ghost. The Bible way. Tell them that you're going to talk in tongues when you get it. Tell them you don't have the Holy Ghost right now. But you're going to get it. So what do you mean? There comes a time where a person has to surrender pride. Listen, I've prayed preachers due to the Holy Ghost. I've gone in the churches. I just preached a fellowship gathering to a bunch of Trinitarian pastors and they're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And some of them didn't even have the Holy Ghost and preached this message to them. You don't know how many people that I've baptized in false churches. I remember one time I just showed up to a Baptist Bible class. And then after the Baptist Bible class, I went to the pastor and went to the reverend that he had right next to him. And I told both of them, I gave him a word, and I told both of them, I said, brother, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And then the pastor, he had the Holy Ghost, but the reverend didn't. I said, you need the Holy Ghost and you need to be baptized. They both got baptized that night in Jesus' name. And God filled the assistant pastor with the Holy Ghost. What do you mean? He had to, you know, sometimes people combat, sometimes people resist, sometimes people fight. But listen, this ain't no set tripping neighborhood type of gang type of thing where you choose what side of the town you on or what city you gonna rep and all that stuff. This is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So what I'm saying today is this. The Holy Ghost is here. And when you get this Holy Ghost, I thought I had it for years when I was younger. But when I got it, I found out for sure that I never had it. When you get the Holy Ghost, it'll do some stuff on the inside of you that the doctors can't do. It'll do some stuff on the inside of you that the psychiatrist and the psychologist can't do. When you get the Holy Ghost, not only does it affect your temporary, but it affects your eternal. When you get the Holy Ghost, it's guaranteed to get you out of the grave on that day of his return, on the rapture. Nobody from this dispensation, from this covenant, from this testament, will be raptured up without possessing the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Why? Because if we don't have it, we're none of his. He's taking what belongs to him, not what belongs to somebody else. Just stand to your feet. I want you to lift your hands right now. There's some people in this room, you've never received the Holy Ghost. There's some other people in this room. It's been a long time since you've talked in other tongues. We need the Holy Ghost more than we've ever needed it before. Especially since we're coming to the end of time. God would not have brought you here today if he didn't want you to have it. God voice telling somebody in this room, it's time to die out. It's time to forsake some things. It's time to leave some things and some people behind. It's time for me to come walk with Jesus. It's time for me to come walk with Jesus. If you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Would you lift your mouth, lift your hands up towards heaven, and I want you to ask God for the Holy Ghost right now.